Well, believe it or not, you found us. Welcome to Caching in the Northwest. This is the only podcast dedicated to geocaching in the great Pacific Northwest. We're going to talk about caches and cachers unique to this little corner of the country. So while you're dusting off those rain boots, we'll be caching in the Northwest.
That's right. And that means it's time to bring in our movie-making monkey. Some say he's turned down offers to star in his own major motion picture. And others say he's played cowbell on 6 Madonna albums. All we know is he's called Len Monkey.
Hey, everybody. Nice to be back. It is Thursday evening. I'm not on call for work anymore, and life is good.
Yay!
Anyways, great to be here. Great to be back with my co-host, best friends. Awesome to see you guys. Hope you're having a good night so far.
Yes. So far,
yeah. So far, so good. Watching postseason baseball, so that's a good thing.
All right. Well, let's see if I can wreck your night for you. We'll see how this goes. All right. And, you know, we also, something else I'm thankful for besides my co-host is our supporters, all of our different Patreons, our patrons through the Patreon system. I want to thank our Denali level supporters. That's Team Squirrel and worldcaching.com. But, you know, we've got a long list of other patrons and we appreciate every single one of you. I don't have the list in front of me right at the moment, so I'm sorry I can't bang through your names, but you know you're important to us and we thank you very much. If you want to know more about supporting this podcast, why don't you go to our website? That's cachingnw.com and click on the Patreon link on the side of it there. And then you can find out all kinds of information about how you can become one of our supporters and get some, you know, a little extra perks every once in a while as well. Now, for tonight's show, we're going to talk all about planning your GIF event. However, before we get started on that, we want to remind you guys that if you submit a GLOW or geocaching log of the week, you can get your very own GLOW badge for your profile page.
Yes, you can. So whether you wrote it or whether you read it, we want to hear about it because great logs simply make geocaching better. Send an email to feedback@cachingnw.com. You can always call into 253-693-TFTC or use the voicemail tool on the website and show us how you glow. Now, we say that every week.
We do.
But guess what?
What?
Somebody called in to 253-693-TFTC and left us a glow.
Now, y'all are spared from listening to me this week.
It's a good thing. When did you suddenly get Southern, y'all?
Well, there's 3 of us, so it's y'all.
Oh, okay.
It was more than 5, then it's all y'all.
That's true. Okay. Yeah. And if it's just one?
It's just, you know.
You.
You.
Hey.
You, y'all, all y'all. But enough about y'all. Let's get to the glow.
Let's listen to a glow. Here we go.
Hi, this is JR, and I have a glow for Cash, George, Charlie, 73, Echo, Tango, Foxtrot. As we left pre-dawn Alienville, this cache was on our must-do list. It had been since we had drove by these 2 cowboy figures yelling at each other across the highway. A great thing about this hobby is it takes you to interesting places like this. As we headed north, we dropped down into Eden Valley, and the fog rolled in. Knowing we still had 40-plus miles, hopes were high that this heavy fog would pass. As we climbed on this north route, the talk turned to the safety of pulling off the risk of being hit by a passing car. Juju, the ever-optimist, said it would clear. As we got closer, the fog got thicker. As we climbed the last hill, the fog parted, and the 2 silhouettes stood proudly there. We pulled into the ground zone and disembarked the geomobile. JR started to search, and Juju looked up and said, "There it is, from 30 feet away." JR exclaimed, "That's why she is on my team." A quick sign of the log, a team selfie, and a quick re-embarkment. A note to give this one a well-deserved favorite point. Hi, this is JR of JR and Juju. I hope you enjoyed our glow.
Thank you, JR. That was very well read, and we appreciate it.
Yes, indeed. Thank you very much.
I've done a couple of heavily fogged caches, or maybe I was just in a fog.
Well, it's starting to be that time of year again, too, isn't it?
Yeah. I remember my old Garmin eTrex Legend in the heavy fog wouldn't get good satellite reception. I remember we were walking around somebody's yard and in the fog and couldn't pinpoint where that cache was.
Well, so. Chris, you are a legend.
Legend in my own mind.
There you go.
If there's a milestone cache you're looking to celebrate, why not call it into 253-693-TFTC? And if you don't, we may just call you out on the air. You know, we've been known to do it in the past. We're willing to do it again. But we're giving you an opportunity to share it with the entire Northwest community. You can use the voicemail tool on the website as well.
Very nice. Hey, you know what? We also want to remind you guys that we still have going on through to the end of this month the hashtag Wish I Was Caching contest, all kinds of great prizes to be won. And you guys are awesome. You are continuing to submit your hashtag Wish I Was Caching entries. In fact, we even got one from Spain recently.
Can you
that's
that?
Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
That one came from Lazy Bones, who's a cacher from the Metro Vancouver area who's currently in Spain. And he posted on Twitter, "Oh man, I got stuck walking through the Spanish countryside yesterday. I hashtag wish I was caching too."
I think he's
a little sarcastic there.
So. Yeah, I think there's a little sarcasm. That was a response to Brylangs, who's said, "I'm at the dentist waiting to have a filling replaced. Man, I hashtag wish I was caching. Really, really hashtag wish I was caching."
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, I can only imagine.
So that's awesome. Some nice entries there. Yeah, we're continuing to get some great entries on Twitter and a little bit on Facebook, but most of the activity seems to be on Twitter, and we're okay with that. That's awesome, you guys. Keep it going. And remember that if you send in audio with Wish I Was Caching, or if you post a video where you use hashtag Wish I Was Caching, you're going to get two entries instead of just one. So,
gotta love that, right?
Yeah. Cool. All right. So, what else is going on, man?
You know, have you done any caching this week right here in our great Northwest area of the North American continent?
Yes.
Okay, good. Thank you.
So, this past weekend was hashtag Earth Cache Weekend. Yeah. The monkey goes wild. Earth Cache Weekend. Love it. So it was Earth Cache Weekend. So, you know, we found an Earth Cache.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I went and found one as well.
Good for you.
I had on Saturday. Oh, no, you tell your story first.
Okay. Well, as people know, the whole reason that I've complained for the last 4 years about needing Earth Cache Weekend is because this weekend is always Canadian Thanksgiving. So we had a 3-day weekend, which was very nice, except for the fact that, as I mentioned earlier, I was on call for the long weekend. So I couldn't really go out and hit any trails. So what we decided to do is do some urban caching in and around Vancouver. And we went and tackled a urban trail that we've heard a lot about. And I was really, really curious to check it out. It's by Ravens Rock, some local cachers. And I was really impressed. They did a great job. There's a variety of different cache hides, many of them very creative hides. One of them I actually periscoped because it was just so cool and well-built. Yeah, really enjoyed that. So that was definitely a highlight. And then we ended that day on our way home by finding an Earth cache at Deer Lake Park. And it looks like our good friend Witsend has dropped off. I think he was having some video or audio problems.
He was having some audio difficulties. Yes, he'll be back.
Okay, good, good, good. All right, so that was what we did. So, you know, if you want to check through our Twitter feed and check out the Periscope videos of the Earth cache and that one very cool gadget cache, I highly recommend it. How about you, my friend Chris?
Well, I went out and found an Earth cache. I had to take my brother to the airport on Saturday. He visited for the week and left. And let's see. Saturday around noon, you don't expect a lot of traffic. Up to the airport's 45 minutes for me. took me an hour and a half to get there. There were two accidents on the way up. I decided since I was up that far, I'm going to go another 4 miles and get this earth cache. Land Monkey, you would have liked it. It was a slice of the earth that they had pulled up. They had used a Japanese slicing machine and grabbed a 30-foot piece of, like a 30-foot core, but it was wide and narrow. So instead of a round core, it was, you know, kind of rectangular.
A Japanese slicing machine, is that Ginsu?
Yes. Ginsu knives, cut through anything.
Cut through the earth. There you go.
That was very good, yeah. Okay. And then, of course, they cast that in metal so that it would last longer because, you know, around here it rains and dirt gets washed away.
That's really cool, though. That would be a really neat one. Yeah, so that
they
was
called the GeoSlice.
GeoSlice. Near the airport, you said?
Yeah, not too far away. And then on the way back home, there were three more accidents. So what should be, you know, a little over an hour took over 3 hours to do.
IHAM wants to know the GC code for that one.
There's so one. Yes.
There is one. So you'll have to look it up later. Maybe hashtag FATAS.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe not.
How do I use the geocaching.com site? Let's see.
Start by typing in yourcachesucks.com.
Okay. Wow. You guys are mean.
Have you never watched Dear Geocache, guys?
Yeah, well. Yeah, I don't see it in my recently viewed. I thought I would. Okay. Let's get back to the show. Because I can get easily distracted.
Team Finn suggested one in the chat. If that's it or not, I don't know, but you can look.
Bingo, bingo, bongo. He got it right.
Okay, there you go.
That is GC1. Oh, man, I'm fried on. I can't come up with my. Here, hold on. 1 Zulu Tango X-Ray November.
There you go.
Ooh, those are some of the tricky ones.
Zulu is what I got stuck on. You know, it was the first one, but it's the last letter. How often do you use Zulu?
All the time.
Oh. More than you'd think.
Yeah.
Team Finn may be our new research department.
I don't know. I think there's going to be some competition in now for the title.
Yeah. Love
Maybe
it.
Maybe a research understudy.
Oh, there you go. Yes, no, I haven't logged it yet. I've been meaning to, but I've just been too stinking busy at work. And I thought I'll do it when I get home. And then, you know, I've got to do things when I get home. It's just, yeah, I know.
That makes it hard for people to stalk you if you do that.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
All right. So how about you? Blah, blah, blah. I'm going to try that again.
Okay. Rewind.
Really?
Oh, you would send? Did you get your Earth cache this weekend?
Oh, I think I can speak for a lot of people when I say, "What's an Earth cache?"
Ooh!
Oh, you button pusher!
I did not get an Earth cache this weekend. I have Earth caches in my past, but not this weekend. So, a little busy. Other things this weekend coming up, but you know, I got nothing against Earth caches. Just didn't get one this weekend. Oh, well, no souvenir for me. You can have mine.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I already have one. Oh. Maybe we'll give it to some underprivileged geocacher.
There you go.
You know, finding an earth cache a day could help the underprivileged geocacher.
Just one earth cache a day.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Hey, if you're watching along with us, why don't you tell us about some of the geocaches you found in the last week? Use the hashtag FATAS, that's for the after show, and we'll talk about them in a little later.
You know what I was thinking?
No.
That there's a lot of people who don't join us live for whatever reason they aren't able to or, you know, whatever. And I thought, since we have hashtag FATAS and we use it in the chat, if you're listening to this and it's not live, you're listening to the recording, you've downloaded the podcast. First of all, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We know there are far more listeners through downloads than there are people live.
Exactly.
Listening to us. No, they're all live. That didn't come out. Right.
The light people smell better, but
This is that if you're listening to the recorded podcast as opposed to the live, you don't have the opportunity to participate in hashtag Vitas. But you know what? I think you could. I think if people post on Twitter at CashingNW, mm-hmm. hashtag Vitas, anything that you want to talk about, we will try our best to gather those up throughout the week and put them into the after show for that week.
I love it. So that's like the pre-after show.
It's like feed anything you want for us to talk about in the after show.
Yeah. Interesting. I like it.
I like it because that's what the after show is. The after show is just an open discussion between us for geocaching friends. So yeah, that's a great idea.
I'm so smart. What a smart monkey.
And humble too.
And I am.
It's funny.
Really, really humble.
And
monkey
modest.
Monkey doesn't normally follow smart when describing you.
I know. Yeah. It's all kinds of stuff. This is a great night. Yeah. I'm not on call.
I can't tell if you're happy about that or not. I'm getting an impression.
You know, I love to help people and I enjoy my job, but I'm really happy when my on-call service is done for that period.
I was going to say when your job is actually done. And you can come home and not worry about it again.
Circular impression. Okay.
Anyways, moving along. What else we got going on?
Last week we mentioned something that fellow listener Bounce Bounce had an idea. And we'd like to bounce that off of you. And several of you have already written in and I really appreciate that. There are some 1 to 3 day cruises that leave from Seattle, go to Vancouver, stop at Nanaimo, things like that. We wanted to know if any of the faithful Caching in the Northwest listeners would be interested in a cruise. Now, for example, it could be a day cruise from Seattle to Vancouver, $99 US. You know, we could organize a couple of cache outings, one at one end of the trip, one at the other. And of course, we'd be able to hang out together on the ship during the cruise. So
yeah,
could I interject with a musical interlude at this moment?
Please
do.
$99 for a cruise with us. $99 for a cruise. And I'm just going to leave it right there.
So thank you.
I planted that earbug for everybody.
I was really thinking you were going to come up with Christopher Cross's Sailing.
No.
Okay.
Well, all I had on my mind were Nanaimo bars after he said Nanaimo. So now I'm munchy.
But only because Chris said Nanaimo. That's the only reason you have the munchies.
Well, now that you said it, now I have it twice as bad. If you'd like to ship a case of Nanaimo bars to Caching in the Northwest,
send them to 253.
One Caching Boulevard North. Yeah, never mind.
Oh boy, there goes my.
But I do think cruising is an awesome idea because it's a. I think what we heard from Bounce Bounce is it's a repositioning cruise.
Mm-hmm.
But there aren't a lot of these. It's only a couple of times a year.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay.
So why don't you send a quick email to caching or to feedback@cachingnw.com with a yes, I'd love to go caching, or no, that doesn't interest me. I just want to get a feel for what our listeners want to do.
Cool. And yeah, I think the other thing I was suggesting as well that you could do with respect to that, if you're already up in the greater Vancouver area, is you could actually take the train down if you make a long weekend or I'm not sure the dates that these run. So we're going to have to get more information. And if we have enough people that are interested, we'll pursue this a little bit more. But those who are up north here, we could catch the train down, hook up in Seattle with the rest of the gang, and then head back up north. I think that would be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Iham says he's willing to fax in the Nanaimo bars.
Oh, low calorie that way.
Yeah, high fiber. And he said we could also do the Victoria Clipper.
That works.
That is also an option. There you go.
Yeah. Lots see, that we could do something. We could go up on the Victoria Clipper, cache a little bit in Victoria, and come back the same day. Anybody anywhere in Canada could just drive over and meet us.
Right. Well, sure. I'm not sure how many listeners we have over on Vancouver Island, but
right
to meet up with them.
It could happen. Mm-hmm. Land sharks are over there, aren't they?
The land sharks are there. They're in Victoria. In fact, they're not that far from the cruise ship terminal there.
There you go.
All right. Okay.
Victoria clipper. I've got fingernail clipper, hedge clipper.
Then you're halfway there.
Victoria clipper.
Oh, look at that. We've already, while Brian Lang is going to make sure that he does not lose that research department title, he's already on it in the chat. We've got Holland America Zanda, May 6, 2018, one day Vancouver to Seattle.
Oh, I'm busy that day.
Hold on. What about Princess Cruises, Ruby Princess, April 27th and May 10th? April 27, 2018 and May 10th, 2019. One day cruise, Vancouver to Seattle.
Might be able to make one of those work.
Yeah. 2019. We'll start planning now for a one day cruise in 2019.
3-hour tour.
Mm-hmm. All right. So is it time to transition into tonight's main topic?
Please help me.
Why don't you get us let off there?
Well, recently from the geocaching.com blog, they posted there are now 421 GGIF, that's the Geocaching International Film Festival events, and counting in 43 countries featuring 17 films. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll earn a smiley and the GGIF 2017 souvenir. So, what do you think about that? Now,
You don't want me to answer that question?
No, it was a rhetorical question. I didn't want an answer.
Okay, then I won't answer it.
I'm sure Wits End is busy November 2nd through the 6th, 2017.
We'll see. I've managed to make my way to a GIF event every year so far. I'd like to do another one. They're fun.
They are fun.
Very cool. So do you guys usually have one fairly local to the Tacoma area?
Usually there's one right here on the local college campus that's just a stone's throw from my house. So, yeah. Nice.
Almost literally a stone's throw from his house.
Almost.
You have to have a good arm.
So your son could throw the stone to it.
He could, yeah. Yeah. We don't have any, red hats or formal wear like some events I've heard about. But down here in redneck blue collarville, we enjoy the films too.
I think everyone can enjoy the films. And a little bit of information that we did learn recently when we had a couple of the young ladies from geocaching.com on the show, that there are 17 films this year.
For 2017.
It is. You know what? You're right. I hadn't considered that. That is a prime number. Oh. I'm not sure if that's relevant to why 17 was chosen.
I don't always bring up relevant information. In fact, I rarely do.
Nonetheless, it is a prime number.
It is a prime number. So there are 17 films as opposed to 16 for the previous couple of years. And what else do we know? The film reel is going to be sent out shortly. There is a teaser trailer that's been released. It's it's about 40 seconds long, I think. I watched it earlier today.
I did too. I laughed. I cried.
Yeah? There wasn't a dry seat in the house?
Nope. At least not in my house.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. It was a very moving.
Yeah.
You're welcome to come sleep on my sofa. Okay.
I think I'm good.
Okay. Good. Good.
How about a deflating air mattress?
Deflator mattress.
Yeah. I only let him down one time.
Okay.
This just happened to be 3:30 in the morning. Yeah, exactly. That's all.
Details. It was 5 o'clock somewhere.
It was. Anyways.
You want to host your own GGIF event, there is still time. But you've got to act quickly. Now, how much would you pay? Because it's absolutely free.
No way.
But you've got to act before October 19th. That's 1 week away from the time we broadcast today.
That is coming up quickly.
So, okay, hold on a second. So October 19th, that is the point that gives you exactly 2 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
you're right.
Too late. So here's the other thing to consider. This, because it's a GIF, it's a little bit different than a normal geocaching event. And we're going to get into some of the other ways that it can be different, and that's fine. But one of the things from a reviewing process that's important to know is that a GIF event gets reviewed by your usual reviewers in your area, the way they would review pretty much any other event, just to make sure that it, you know, meets all the usual event criteria, and then they approve it. But then you have to subsequently go and fill out an online form, and there's a second review process that happens at geocaching.com, where the GIF team further reviews the event based on the criteria that you submit, the other questions that you answer in this form. So while, yes, you could cut it down to the wire and the 2 weeks, you probably want to give yourself as much time as possible. And if you haven't submitted your GIF event, I would suggest getting on it like this weekend.
Yeah, do all the steps. Don't just get the letter from the president and do a happy dance. Follow the activation step after that, too.
Thank you very much, Wits End. But let's stick to the good joke.
That show is just loaded with inside jokes. This is great.
Oh, don't you love inside jokes?
I do.
They're supposed to stay on the inside, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
All right.
So that's good. That's one important thing to know is the deadline. That was something I wanted to make sure we were able to share with people. So thanks for getting that, Chris.
Yeah. October 19th, 2017.
Is the absolute latest you can submit an event by. Okay. So here's some other questions, folks, for you to be thinking about while you're planning, or if you've already, you know, you're in a rush and you want to make sure at least that you get that event posted and then you'll work out the details later. Some folks work like that. That's cool. Important things to be considering about putting on a GIF event. What equipment will you use to show the films? So are you going to be, you know, if it is a really small event and you should be able to just, you know, it's five friends getting together at a coffee shop, we'll just run it on my laptop with my big screen. That should work.
That should work.
You can do it in your living room, you know, with just a few people.
Maybe
if it's a little few more people, you want to go rent or get a room at a local restaurant that has, you know, a little side room off there where you could plug in a TV to your laptop and off you go.
Sure.
You know what? You may go all out and actually rent a regular theater. Not the irregular theaters, but, you know, where they show the feature films, like the Land Monkey films.
Yeah. Those are the big ones.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Well, and another sort of in-between option is working with your local cities, towns, counties, and seeing if they have a facility that they're willing to either rent at a discounted price for geocachers or maybe even really discounted, like you don't have to pay for it.
It's my favorite discount.
Yeah, it's worth asking. So, you know, ask around at the Parks and Rec Department, wherever you live, to see if that's something that they can swing with you to put on the event in partnership with them. And often they'll either in, you know, the free rooms and libraries that you can use, or they may even have their own cultural center that has a small theater set up and everything that might already have all the AV equipment in it that you need. So it's worth asking, making the phone call, stopping by the front desk, talking to the manager if you can.
That's right.
Yeah, now, do a little research.
Exactly.
You know, it's the host's responsibility to figure all that out. Because after all, the key to a happy audience is choosing the right equipment and the size for the size of your event. Right?
Spoken like an expert.
Well, I don't know about that. You know, an X is an unknown and a spurt is a drip under pressure. So an expert is just an unknown drip under pressure. So you've got your equipment, you've got your venue, you've got, well, the event registered and built, and people are posted that will attend, we hope, and they're coming. You got to have something to show them.
That's right.
You got to have the film reel.
Seems legit.
Yeah.
How do you get the film reel?
Events, and Len Mucky so eloquently explained the process for being an approved event, and only approved events will get that GIF film reel. So you've got to fill out that submission form, go all that review process. And, you know, when you get that film reel and it's over, watch at the end when it goes, because that's the worst part. I remember that grade school.
Yeah. If you could get your Gajif film reel to do that, I'd be pretty impressed.
Yeah.
Oh, we can do it.
Yeah.
But yes, so you definitely need to make sure you do that. And when you do that, and when your event is officially approved by geocaching.com, you will also have your event on their official bookmark list and on their map. So you'll be able to get more people to be aware of the event when they log on to the geocaching.com website. One of the search options will be Gajif events in your area. So that'll be great. That'll help people know that you've got something going on and they can make it out there.
So when they're looking for these Gajif events and they see yours, make sure you tell them what they should expect. Because, you know, you want your guests to have the best experience possible.
Absolutely.
Maybe there are snacks allowed in the venue that you're having it. Maybe not at the library, but maybe at a movie theater. You could get popcorn. You know, you can encourage people to bring their own. Now, if the event is being held outside, which would be a stretch here in the Northwest.
November, yeah.
Yeah, a little but chilly, it could happen.
Right? Okay, like your event you're having down in San Diego, that would happen. That would be okay. Yeah. You could put an inflatable screen up on the beach there and show it. But, you know, you may want people to bring their own seating, their own rainwear, something warm, like, you know.
A car?
A fire. you know, are you asking people to bring blankets and pillows and stretch out on the floor and we're going to watch the movie together? Or how about beanbag chairs and slippers?
Ooh.
Doesn't that sound like fun?
Absolutely. A splendid time is guaranteed for all.
Especially if you have slippers.
And of course, Harry the Horse dances the waltz. What else should we do, though?
Well, I think getting a theme is a good idea.
Ooh, I like themes.
It can add some fun to it. You can go either, you know, black tie, Hollywood glamour, Bollywood glitz.
What I want for Christmas.
Ooh, what I want for Christmas is a different theme. I like that. It's good. So yeah, I think all kinds of different ideas. And then if there's some, again, we talked about snacks, etc. If there's some baking creative people in your area, perhaps somebody who makes amazing cupcakes. Just throwing that out there.
It could happen.
It was fun last year. We saw it at the local college, college, right?
Yeah.
Is it a university? Does it matter?
Make up your mind.
College.
A university is a collection of colleges.
I know it had to move multiple times as the number of people increased, but snacks were brought and shared among everybody. It was a lot of fun. It was a very family-like environment. So,
very good.
But yeah, you never know. So if there's a theme, maybe popcorn is the thing. Maybe cupcakes are the thing. Cupcakes are always the thing.
Well, yeah.
Maybe hard it's a beat. Cookie party with Cookie Monster.
Sounds like fun.
Yep. Now, when you get approved for your Gajif 2017 event, you're going to get sent some digital images or digital assets that you can use to help your event go off a little, look a little more professional. You're going to get these images. You can create posters. You can create tickets, and I think that'd be a great idea to have a ticket and then, you know, have it printed. You have to print off and bring your ticket or other fun mementos. So
that'd be kind of like it would be kind of like a little memento of your evening to have a Gajif 2017 ticket printed off. That's kind of a neat idea.
You could print an envelope with the wrong award and read it out on national television.
I think I'm going to do that. Yeah, I'd like that idea.
And the winner is, I'm not sure.
I don't know. I'm your man, Land Monkey.
Now, many hosts create elaborate logbooks. I've looked at some of these online. There was one that I just looked at and go, I can do this.
Was it the projector one?
Yeah. Well, it was a film reel. You signed in the middle and then just simply roll the log.
Nice.
That one was really clever.
Each cell of the film was where you signed it. It was very clever.
That's very cool.
Last year we had a painted ammo can. I mean, very well painted. It looked like a clapperboard.
Mm-hmm.
And then that later became a permanent geocache.
Neat.
Well, right, it became a geocache. Nothing's permanent. I don't think it's there anymore. But it was strange to go and sign a log and look in the container and see that I already signed the container.
Yeah, that was a little odd, but still fun.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Now, you know, I mentioned the award envelope for the best whatever and having the wrong one. And you can vote for your favorite film, but there's no official audience award. Doesn't stop you from voting, though.
Mm.
You know, pick a winner. Let the filmmaker. Now, here's a great idea. Search for the username on geocaching.com of who made that video that was your favorite of the night. Send him a little note. How about that?
That's a good idea. We actually used electronic online polling last year. We're going to do it again this year at our GDF event up here in Metrovan. So there's a few different websites you can go to where basically people can just you do a little bit of work ahead of time and set up polls, and then people can just vote for the films using their smart device as things go.
That's a great plan. And then there's no hanging Chad, which, you know, Chad really appreciates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chad,
I've heard it's a little awkward.
Yeah.
But that's kind of neat, because then you can also, the fun thing with that is that you can also, if you have the opportunity of a second projector, we didn't have a second projector. So we were kind of flipping back and forth. Every four films, we would put up the polling results. People would vote. And so you'd be able to actually sort of see the bars going nice. Live, right? To see who's winning. It's a lot of fun that way.
Nice. And you can vote. Are you ranking each individual film that way?
Yeah, what we did is we ranked, we did four at a time. So we would watch four films and then we'd have people vote on them, but we'd be keeping the overall tally for the night. And so at the end of the night, we were able to show the full set of results.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We're going to try doing that again this year.
Did you notify the film creators where they ranked in your polls?
I think I sent an email off to the top three. I'm trying to remember, a year ago.
A lot has happened. So long, doesn't it?
I don't remember what I did last week. So, you know, I don't expect you to remember a year ago.
What day is it today?
I don't know.
Oh. It's Thursday. Otherwise, we wouldn't be talking.
Oh, yeah.
Ah. Thanks. Well, actually, we might be. It just nobody would be listening.
That's true. That's true. We're assuming people are listening.
We assume people are listening.
Are you guys listening?
What?
I think the bear's listening.
Yeah.
Buckland always listens.
I saw an event that had still shots printed out from each film.
Okay.
And the attendees placed a token on the one they liked the most. I thought that was a lot of fun. That was a great idea.
So they were watching films and token.
Hmm. I had a JRR token once. It's
different. I think you guys have crossed the line.
Ah. Well, you know, maybe not tokens, but what about swag and trackables?
There's a good idea.
Should we do those?
Always.
There's always track. There are always trackables. There's always swag, right? Jeff, merchandise is available in the geocaching shop and from certain international distributors. There's a very specific term.
Mm-hmm. I think we know some of them.
We know most of those not most. We know several of those international distributors.
Yeah. Well, we recommend that you work with anyone that is most convenient for you.
That's right. Especially one with a Z in their name. Oh, wait. Or not.
Or a hyphen.
Yeah. Dash off to the Z.
There you go.
Oh, wait.
Or one that, you know, encompasses the entire world.
Oh.
That one, too.
Yeah.
I think that covers
so many options.
funny.
But you know,
people do love to trade trackables.
Yes, they do.
Or discover them, or whatever.
Well, in fact, people love it so much that this weekend, there's an entire event on a cruise ship an old cruise ship, but a cruise ship nonetheless, for those geocoins.
Was that this weekend?
It's Geocoin Fest this weekend, yeah. Down in Longa Beach.
Longa Beach.
On That's the Queen,
Long Beach, California, because like every other community has a Long Beach.
It's true. Yeah. Every state has a Long Beach, even Kansas.
Probably so.
In Iowa, yes.
Long Beach, Iowa. That's funny.
You were talking about trackables and how much people love them.
They do. You know, you can get special ones dedicated to the event or just have a table for trackables in general.
There you go. So, yeah. So, prizes, swag, trackables to discover and trade. Sounds like all good things that you should have at a geocaching event. I think most geocaching events try to achieve those kinds of things. But why not also have it at GJIF? I like it.
Yeah, why not? I mean, you know, it's an event. People are geocachers love the trackables. I know I get a lot of fines on my car sticker at events.
Yeah.
Discoveries is the proper word, right? Yes. You would think
as long as it's not grabbings.
I'm not. Yeah. They took it right off the car.
They took my entire car. I don't know who would do that.
Oh, is that how I can get a new car? Claim that one on insurance. I'm sorry. Somebody's claimed my car and it's gone.
Somebody discovered it. Mm-hmm. Grabbed
location. It from you. How did they grab a car from you? Well, you go online. No, never mind.
So awkward to explain to the insurance adjuster.
Yeah.
And you know, movies and popcorn just go hand in hand.
They do.
And so, you know, why not have popcorn at your GIF event?
Doesn't popcorn technically go hand to mouth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say sometimes the popcorn and the hot dog go hand to hand if you're, you know, watching during the intermission.
Mm-hmm. You've got hot dogs at your
event? Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. That's the one. That's where I was going. Thank you.
Give yourself a snack. Reference.
Yep. All right. So that sounds like a lot of good tips that we've given people. You know, folks, if you're listening to this podcast and you say, you know what, guys, you forgot something really important to share with people about planning a GJIF event, well, post it on Twitter or Facebook. Send us an email.
We'd be glad
to share that.
I tried it.
Hashtag for TAS.
Hashtag FATAS.
Exactly.
And we'll talk about it next week.
Any time of the day or night.
Hashtag FATAS.
Yeah. What could go wrong?
Oh, well, don't go there.
Very little. Very little. It's all good, man.
All right. Have we beat the GIF issue to death here this week?
I think so. I think that's our theme each week is to try and beat something to death.
Well, you know, I'm looking forward to the GIF events. They're going to come up. Well, before we know it, it's going to be here.
Yes.
I know.
There are already some released, about 431.
Okay.
That's a lot. You know, when they said that number, I kind of glossed over it at first, and then I went back and thought, that's a lot of events. I get it that it's global.
Yeah.
But still, that's a lot of events all in, you know, what is it, a one week period?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Is it just a long weekend or is it a whole week?
I thought it was a week. Let's go back up here.
What did it say, November 2nd through 6th? Does that sound right?
You're exactly right. I'm sure you're busy somehow.
So it's an extended weekend.
Yeah, that's like more time than EarthCache weekend.
Yes, yes it is. And suddenly quiet. We got crickets.
Hey, I'm just thankful there is an EarthCache weekend.
That's true. It's a good weekend for you to be thankful for it.
Exactly.
It is, right? Thank you.
So after you've eaten too much mashed potatoes, you head on out and go get an EarthCache.
Pretty much any amount of mashed potatoes is too much.
If you're not a fan,
Yeah.
Oh, so when the mashed potatoes hit the fan.
Oh, no, that's different.
You're familiar with that expression. Now the mashed potatoes have hit the fan.
Yeah. Typically, the mashed potatoes are processed first. But we weren't going to go there. We're just going to go fading off into the after show. And next week, we'll come back and talk about, well, something else. But until next week rolls around on Thursday night, where could people send us commentary on our commentary? Landmonkey, where can they find you?
Hey, you know what? You can always find us on our blog, landmonkey.blogspot.ca. But where we're most active most of the time, most often, is going to be Twitter, Instagram, and Periscope every once in a while, at LandmonkeyGC. So just, you know, follow us at LandmonkeyGC. We would love to have you follow us and share our geocaching adventures with you. And, you know, whatever thoughts come up, we love hearing from you guys. If you tweet us, you know, your hashtag FATAS about your ideas for the show, your ideas for events, what you found while you were geocaching. Hey, share it all. We're always interested to hear. So that's us at LandmonkeyGC. And of course, on YouTube, there's tons of videos, tons of Landmonkey videos up there, even a few Dear Geocache Guy videos up there. If you search YouTube for Landmonkey, there's more coming. We're just having some technical difficulties with my editing software. So I'm a little queued up at the moment.
A little backlogged, are you?
A little backlogged there. We'll get there. All right. Hey, with send, how do people find out about, I'm going to try and see if I can remember the right term. Schuhplotter?
Oh, Schuhplotter. Yeah. We'll be Schuhplottering this weekend in Leavenworth. So come on up and check it out. But until then, yeah, the monkey's backed up according to the thing. And then pretty soon the mashed potatoes will hit the fan when he's no longer backed up. And the videos will hit the YouTubes. So to find me, Wits End. Twitter, Facebook, all those kind of places. Not a lot going on there, but if you feel so inclined, that's where you find me. Mr. CNW.
Yes, Mr. WE. You know what? You can find me on Twitter. That's at CachingNW. And go ahead and send your hashtag FATAS to at CachingNW on Twitter.
Yeah.
You can also find me on Facebook sometimes. Sometimes I'm there. I'm usually just stalking other people there. And I'm also on the Googles, the Google Pluses.
Is that still a thing?
CachingNW. I think it still exists, yes.
Okay.
Because, you know, that's just the way they want to do it.
You can ask DeBear.
No, don't. Better yet, head on over to CachingNW.com/hosts. Read our bios and find all those links that we just mentioned, plus a few secret ones that we keep hidden there. But most of all, we want to thank you. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this episode of Caching in the Northwest. Don't forget that you can be part of the show. Call 253-693-TFTC and leave us a comment, ask us a question, or send us your half-pop popcorn kernels any time of the day or night. Of course, you can email us at feedback@cachingnw.com. Your support helps keep quality shows coming. If you like this show, please click the Patreon link on the cachingnw.com website. The show's licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 3.0 license. Copyright 2017 by Chris Umfenauer. And now we ask you to stay tuned for
the after show. The after show. The after show.
It's a rap echo.
Which reminds me of when we were in Auburn and we found that there was the street crossing button that we could actually get to do that.
Oh, yeah.
I had to cross the street. I think it was just yesterday. And I tried and I couldn't get it to go locally here. I had to. No, it was just that was a wait. And you get it going. Wait.
That was fun. I was enjoying playing with that.
Yeah. Mine just today, just one, or yesterday, just wanted to wait. Oh, you're boring.
And besides, does it eventually say, "I said wait"?
It should.
Why don't you listen to me? Do you think pressing this button any faster is going to make the light change?
You do realize the person in front of you just pressed it, right? You don't trust them?
No, I don't.
I wouldn't.
When you go up, do you press both ways to cross or just one?
Depends. If I just missed a light, I'll press both ways.
Now, if you have to go diagonally across, you know, I'll press both ways because it doesn't matter which way I go first. But I want both of them to change. So,
do you know, in the town of Steveston in Richmond, British Columbia here, there is actually a diagonal crosswalk with crosswalk lights.
Really?
Yeah. There's one intersection where there is a diagonal crosswalk.
We've got one intersection here in town that you can go in a 45-degree angle. You can go right down the center. You know, you've got a 90-degree angle, but there's a driveway at 45 between those two. It's the strangest thing.
There you go.
But aren't crosswalks fun?
Crosswalks are fun. We could do a whole show on crosswalks.
You know, crosswalks actually amaze me because it shows that we're a society. I mean, you have a spot. All you have is paint on a street that says, stop, I'm going to walk here and you will stop for me. Isn't that amazing? We can paint lines on a street and it will stop a car.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there's a little bit more to it.
No.
A little bit of social conditioning and penalties if you don't.
Substantial penalty for early withdrawal?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
What is so substantial about that? Okay.
Hello. IHAM says West Seattle has an all-way walk. You can go diagonal or straight.
There you go.
West Seattle, pretty much you can go straight or any other way you want.
Yeah, exactly.
I've heard that about West Seattle.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not right.
All right. Well, hey, you know, we've also got some hashtag fatas from earlier. Bri Lang said that he found an earth cache at the Othello Tunnels near Hope, B.C., technically, that earth cache was beyond hope. But he's correct. I know the Othello tunnels are beyond hope.
I resemble that remark.
Didn't we find that one?
We took you there. We took you to the Othello tunnels. I don't know if you logged the earth cache there. There's one multi-stage earth cache there. I don't know. There used to be a different one that maybe there's two there. I'm not sure.
We went to a big slide somewhere out there.
We did, the Hope slide.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. All right. What else have we got here? Hashtag FATAS.
Bri Lang says, in BC, crashes involving pedestrians happen most often from 3 to 6 p.m. at intersections on Fridays in fall and winter.
That's very specific.
Okay. We have one from Stark Cacher.
Okay. It
says, I finally found the closest earth cache I have to my home, Maumee River Alvar. It's GC1341F, or Foxtrot. It's one of the finest visible examples of an Alvar in the Great Lakes region. Now, I looked at that and I go, that sounds really familiar. Yes, I found it in 2009. That's when I got together with Daryl W. Four. I think that might have been our second time caching. An entire non-traditional run. So we found earth caches and virtuals and webcams.
Very nice.
Didn't need a pen the entire day.
Nice.
That is very cool. Cool. So I just took a quick look at that that earth cache. Just looked at the description, looked at some of the photos. That's a nice earth cache. That's cool.
I had no idea. I'd never heard of the word Alvar before. So
he's a chipmunk, wouldn't he?
Yeah. Alvarin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Would you sing us a little song?
Nope.
About Christmas and hula hoops?
Yeah.
All right. Team Finn, Cameron from Team Finn said, hashtag FATAS, the next Team Finn event is this Saturday. They will have two gadget caches for you to test as well. That's from 4 to 6 p.m.
Nice.
Yeah, very cool.
And that is cool. GC7 Bravo 4 X-ray Kilo. I had trouble reading that.
All right,
getting an X and a K
now?
Right next to each other.
Place?
Can't tell which one's which. Breiling, or otherwise known as the research department, says that neither Chris or Wits End has logged any Othello Tunnels Earth Cache or the Hope Slide.
Nice. All right. So, yeah, and Breiling confirms that my suspicion there are two Earth Caches at the Othello Tunnels. I've done one of the two because the second one, which is the multi-waypoint Earth Cache, was put in after I had done the earlier one, so I haven't been back. I haven't been back when I've had enough time to do the multi-point Earth Cache. I have been back since, and that was when we went with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I haven't done that one yet, so I'm looking forward to doing that at some point. Breiling says that he did the shorter one, not the multi-point. He decided to go for a drive and take off part of his bumper. So it seems that he's been taking some driving lessons from Mrs. Land Monkey.
Mm-hmm. So I would suggest using smaller tools next time you want to do auto body work.
There you go.
But you can put parts back on with yellow rope under bumpers, I've seen.
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah.
In a pinch.
I don't remember where I saw it, but I saw it somewhere.
I have a pretty good idea where you saw that. All right. All right. So yeah, what else are we doing here? We got through most of the stuff.
I think so. Yeah. Wits End has helped me put a bumper back on.
I just put a new battery.
Oh yeah, forgot about that.
Yeah.
I was very pleased with myself at replacing the battery immediately before the podcast. We had a little break in the rain, so it was the perfect timing to get out there and, you know, not be replacing a truck battery in the pouring rain.
Well, it rains in Canada?
Oh, yeah.
I thought it only snowed.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we got a big dump of hail the other morning, and a lot of people thought we did get some snow.
So. Oh, hail no.
Oh, yeah. Hail yes.
My wife said it hailed here just moments before the podcast.
Hmm.
I couldn't figure out what the sound was. I'm like, what is going on? And I pulled off my headphones like, oh, that's rain. That's heavy rain. She said it was hail. Team Finn says a new tough puzzle coming soon.
Nice.
Bring it on, buddy. We'll let somebody else solve it for us.
That's true.
Oh, wait.
Well, that's what geocaching events are for sharing solutions to puzzle caches.
That's right.
Yeah.
I predict Team Noltex will be among the first finders.
Yes.
There you go. Probably.
It's not a puzzle too tough for them.
They're pretty smart cookies in that.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep. When we did the Auburn geocaching adventure, somebody said they were going to, they were in possession of one of the new virtuals and they were going to release it soon. And I told them, you know, tell me 2 weeks before you release it, I'll go make an event and we'll have a release party.
There you go.
Wouldn't that be fun?
You can't have an event for the purpose of finding a geocache, but could you have an event for the purpose of celebrating the placement of a geocache?
You can have an event for any reason, right? You have an event, bam. Oh, by the way, a new virtual is, you know, either earlier published or just about to be published. Let's go find it.
There you go. So right. Team says that there's no checker on their puzzle because they're evil. And I would argue that actually, if you really want to be evil, you put a checker on the puzzle, but you put the wrong solution in the checker.
Yeah.
Well, that is evil.
Wow.
There you go.
Breiling says evil puzzles just get put on an ignore list until a solution is shared in an event.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah, he didn't say that the puzzle was evil, though. He said the puzzle was tough.
Ah.
He said the hider was evil.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
And that's true. I mean, a puzzle is an inanimate object. evils associated with an animated object.
Hmm. Wow.
It's getting deep again.
Yeah.
You want to talk about crosswalks?
Yeah. Let's lighten this up a bit.
Hey, it's nothing a healthy dose of apathy won't cure.
You know, I just can't get around to being apathetic.
You guys are funny.
Yeah,
all right.
Looks on everything.
Speaking of evil, one other thing, if people haven't remembered, and Dora Moore's definitely in the chat room tonight, just a reminder that Dora Moore's Metrovan Geocachers event is this Friday night, at the Richmond Nature Park.
Are you referring to like tomorrow Friday?
That's right. Tomorrow Friday night, Richmond Nature Park. There's still time to try and show up if you're interested. Log your will attend so she knows you're coming.
That does sound like a lot of fun.
Okay, this is the one in the park after dark, right?
Park after dark.
Hmm.
So I know Team Squirrel has indicated that they're coming up, so that'll be cool.
Nice.
Team Squirrel goes everywhere.
Yeah, pretty much.
Is everywhere. Yes.
They're everywhere you want to be. They're like Visa. Mm-hmm.
Team Visa. All right.
And I'm going to double check. Waiting for it to come up on the website. There you go. Why the parks are closed after dark. It is GC7APG9. So there you go. Be there or be square. She says, if you haven't posted your will attend by now, you may be sent to the last group and you have to run.
Okay.
Because it is going to take about an hour, she figures, for people to make their way all the way through the park. There will be all kinds of crazy things to see and experience as you make your way through there. And it's going to be very exciting. So we're really excited for this to happen. And yeah, what can I say? It's going to be awesome.
I don't know. What can you say?
All kinds of things. I'm taking a look. There are 52 will attends, and a number of those are multiple people. So it'll be a pretty busy event. And people will be sent out in groups along the trails to hopefully survive and come back out the other end.
Hopefully survive?
Hopefully.
Okay.
Well, you know, we say there's a reason that the parks are closed after dark.
Mm-hmm.
Dora Moore says, there are piles of creepy stuff all over my living room floor as we speak.
Mine too, but I'm not hosting an event tomorrow.
There you go. So I just want to make sure that we reminded people about that event. So if you haven't signed up, if you want to come out to Richmond, BC, have a great time, experience some crazy geocaching awesomeness, come and check it out.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, gentlemen.
Yes.
Oh, are you referring to me?
I'm referring to both of you.
Oh, that can't be good.
Now you're in trouble.
Yes. Hey, folks, thanks for listening. We appreciate each and every one of you. And we want to say, until next week, get out and get caching in the Northwest.